This is Paloma with PiratePods.com, and I'm on the phone with... That's your Kim.
I'm Peter from Klinka. Yeah, we're a band from London, well, around the south of England. We're actually quite spread out. I've been doing stuff for years, sort of recording my stuff, and it's only just now I'm getting a full band together to play live. And, yeah, we play an interesting mix of stuff. Don't know what else to say, but that's who I am.
All right, so I always ask people this in my telephone interviews because I think we need visuals since we can't really see you. What are you wearing?
Yeah, still disguised.
Yeah.
What am I wearing today?
Yes, what are you wearing today? And describe your environment right now.
My environment is I'm in a room which has got Christmas lights around it, but it's been around since last Christmas, around a Syd Barrett photo on the wall. We've got ants everywhere, guitars everywhere, beer cans everywhere. And I'm wearing... tatty slippers, a pair of jeans, and a very nice shirt. How's that?
Very good. Okay, now, Pete, tell me a story about yourself. It can be real or made up.
What kind of story do you want to hear?
Any kind of story. The first story that pops into your head.
I'm some mystical guy from the planet Oz. I don't know. Something about myself. I don't know what to say. Really.
Okay, well, think about it.
Point. Yeah, yeah, bear that in mind. You might have to come back and
we'll come
do a clever editing.
Yeah, don't worry.
Sorry.
That's okay. It was a, I put you on the spot, and I do that. And I don't like to be put on the spot, so I don't know why I do that to people. It's a little cruel streak I have, I guess.
Yeah, that was a hard one. There's lots of stories.
All right, well, I'll move on to one.
Oh, I don't want to tell those.
Well, I'd like to hear those.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'll move on to the next one. This one should be easier. You've done 9 albums over the last few years, and how long did each one take on average? I mean, how many years have you been recording yourself?
The first Klinker album as such, it was in 99, but it was all just kept to myself and a few close people. With the invention of MySpace, it was just like, whoa, now we can throw it out there, and it sort of built up from there. Really, we've got our own website, which Tomoko designed, which I think she's done an amazing job with it, and we just sort of. It's progressed from there, and now I'm at the point where Tomoko became involved about 5 years ago, and now we're at the point where it's a band now, and the sound is changing as well, very much so, because it's a band, and I'm writing for a band. It's quite different now.
All right, well, since your band is not here to speak for themselves, will you tell me about them?
Marcus is the drummer. I've sort of known him a very long time. We've played in bands before. He's always been around. We've worked together as Opera Dog and Red Farney Trio. And Joe is the bass player. He's been involved for about 8 years, but not in recorded terms, but he's always been committed to what I do and always promised that he would be the bass player if I needed one. And he's here, which is amazing. After all that amount of time, he's waiting. Tomoko, she got involved about 5 years ago, came in, just started, she could do things, so she just started adding things, and now she's, I would say, equal with me on a lot of things. She's now starting production and, you know, a lot of other things as well, so she's She does a lot of videos. We've done about 12 videos, and she's directed all of those. She's quite a clever so-and-so. So I'd say we've got a pretty clever band all round. The drummer is amazing. Mm-hmm. That's why I've always wanted to surround myself with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are my friends. They're not just, you know, finding a guitarist somewhere or advertising for a guitarist. They're my friends, and that was really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
To be surrounded by people that I love and care about.
So would you say your band is more of a family then?
It feels like it. I mean, when we get together, it's just amazing. By the end of it, we're buzzing, you know. Today mm-hmm. we had a rehearsal. We're just buzzing to play. You mm-hmm. know, really, really keen to play.
It doesn't get old.
Pardon?
It doesn't get old. You don't
get
tired of each other.
Not at all.
So,
it's fresh.
So what do you want to become of all these records?
Well, to me, a lot of it's, you know, quite, I mean, from when I started, I had nothing to record with, so some of them are really rough recordings, but, you know, I just wanted to get my ideas down, and but I always, for some reason, I always seem to work in album terms, and I always try and create albums, and then
mm-hmm.
the next album is going to be different, it's going to be, you know, not going to be anything, but just whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to work in that kind of term, so that's why I've sort of built up 9 albums, even though they're not been released by anybody or heard by hardly anybody. But more recently, I suppose it's getting heard by quite a lot more people than ever before.
Mm-hmm. But there's also, I mean, there's a freedom in doing everything yourself. And so will you talk about that a little bit, and then talk about the concept of giving away your music, because that's what you do. You make it available for free to anyone who wants it.
Yeah, it's when I started, it was just that's all I had was me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the band I was in with Marcus and another guitarist, we'd split up, and it was just me. And I actually lost everything in the fire. I lost my guitars, my everything. So I had to build up from scratch as well. And I just started doing things by myself and found it quite liberating, really. But then after a while, you want to collaborate with people. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, Tom Coe came along, and then... Joe first actually came along, and then Tom Coe. And then it's just built from there. And when I was looking at getting a band together, we had many attempts. Joe was involved in that, and I just couldn't click with people that weren't just my friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, I got my friends together and we formed the band, and it's gone on from there. But giving away the music for free, I just feel that... Well, originally it was inspired by the Arctic Monkeys, and that was just, I thought, well, yeah, just get it out there. It doesn't matter, you know, because
mm-hmm.
particularly the early recordings, you know, just... The songs are good, the recordings aren't, but, you know, you can listen to the songs and see them for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just moved on from there, really. We've just put it on the net, and people are downloading it, and it's great to actually be out there. We've got our number one fan, he's in Mexico, he's downloaded everything, and, you know, he loves the band.
See, that's awesome. Without the internet, it wouldn't be possible.
Exactly, nothing. You know, I wish we had this technology 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? I can imagine when I was a teenager, when I was, I'm revealing my age, but, you know, we didn't have the internet. And
no.
So everything that you were exposed to was generally, it was word of mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you can spend all day on the internet. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Amazing what you can do now
mm-hmm.
that you couldn't do even 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, the internet was there 10 years ago, but it wasn't like it is now. It
wasn't like it is now, no.
No. And now you've got bands like Radiohead, practically giving their
mm-hmm.
CD away for nothing because they allow you to choose what you pay.
Mm-hmm.
Charlatans are giving away their new album. Prince has done it over here with a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, well, you know, what can you do? If you're competing with bands like that, giving away their music away. You have to carry on doing it yourself, I think. I'm not sure where we go from here, because somewhere you've got to pay your rent.
Right. I don't know what
exactly.
I don't know what the future holds. It's
I tend to play everything by ear, and, you know, it just moves on, and I'm quite happy with the progress we're making. So I don't see any reason to radically change anything.
No, no, don't. I wouldn't suggest that you do.
I gave you two CDs, and the one that was the album before the one we're doing now. That one is not available for free, but I'm going to start giving it away for free very soon. So it's another thing to carry on doing, really.
All right, I'm going to change the subject because these are the kinds of questions that I like to ask. I can't help it. I'm sorry. If you woke up tomorrow and discovered that something about you had changed, what would you want it to be?
What would I want it to be? That I was 10 years younger.
Yeah, I'd love for that to happen. I'd love to be 10 years younger. I wasted my early 20s.
Yeah.
I could have done so much more.
I've got a youthful spirit and a sort of mature mind. I would like to keep my mature mind there. My spirit is still young.
Yeah, I'd like to have the fearlessness of an 18-year-old and a mature mind. Put those together and
Exactly. That would be perfect. That would be the greatest thing for me.
What is your favorite time of day?
My favorite time of day? Probably around about 1 o'clock, I think. It's the time when I've sort of fully woken up and I can start thinking, right, what am I going to make of today? What am I going to do today? I'd say around 1 o'clock. I've had enough coffee and everything else that I need to do during the day. And by then, I'm just ready to fly, I think.
If you had to lose one of your limbs to save your life, would you sacrifice one? And if so, which one?
It would have to be a leg.
Which leg?
Probably my left, because as I'm speaking to you, I'm leaning on my right one, so I probably prefer, that's probably stronger. Maybe it's had more experience of holding weight. So I think it has to be a right one. I can't lose my arms, because then I can't play guitar. But then maybe that's a good thing.
You could play with your feet.
Yeah, it could be. Could learn to be clever, and then probably become famous for that.
That might be a good plan.
Yeah, that think could about be, couldn't that. It? Could be. Maybe I'll chop my right arm off and see what I can do.
What other jobs have you had?
Other jobs. The very last bit of work that I did that wasn't music was English teaching for a Japanese student. But I was just filling in, really. And the last paid job I had before that was making music for theatre as a sound designer. And then most of my life before that was as an engineer. Not in music, but in like aerospace.
Oh, okay. So, a rocket scientist.
Dull. That's pretty dull. I'm fighting not to go back there, but I might have to do a bit of that to get some money, I think.
What was your last meal?
My last meal? Oh, that was... I haven't eaten today at all, do you know that? Yesterday, what did we have? Oh, no, we went... Oh, this is terrible. We went to a takeaway and had spicy wings and chips. Or French fries. So that was terrible. We don't normally do this, and that's... normally have something cooked and nice, but last night it was fried spicy wings and fries.
Very good. Do you know where my scissors are?
Pardon?
Where are my scissors? Have you seen my scissors?
No, I thought long and hard, but I couldn't remember where they were. So Tomoko offered to lend you your scissors.
I might need to borrow
lend
them.
Lend you her scissors. Sorry?
I might need to borrow them, because I can't find them anywhere. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll get them over to you. Don't worry.
All right, just ship them over
as soon as we finish this.
All right, because I've got lots of things I need to cut.
Yeah, yeah, don't worry, they'll be on the first plane over.
No. What was the last record you listened to besides your own?
That was probably Radiohead in Rainbows.
What do you think of it?
I think it's superb. I think it's the best album they've made since OK Computer. And I'm a big fan of Kid A and Amnesiac and the other one. So Hail to the Thief?
Hail to the Thief, yeah.
Yeah, I love those albums as well. But OK Computer is a special album, and I think this is a special album. And people are saying it's hard to judge it because all the commotion with buying it and stuff may be overwhelming you a bit, but I think actually it is a really, really strong album.
Yeah, I've got it. I haven't fully listened to it yet. I keep meaning to. My best place for listening to records is when I'm driving.
Yes.
I have to drive, spend so much of my time in my car.
That's why you love Jesus and Mary Chain, isn't it? I was listening to them today, and they must be brilliant driving over
the car. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Windows rolled up, and yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
In the desert, if driving through the desert with Jesus and Mary Chain is just an experience like no other.
Driving music, it's just Jesus perfect. And Mary Chain.
Yeah, I tend to drive more aggressively, too, which helps.
Yeah.
I take on a very irreverent attitude, and you know, it gives me.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, exactly. Let's see, what else do I have on my list? I think I've covered all of my questions.
If I was an animal, which animal would I be?
Yes, if you were an animal, which animal would you be?
a red-lipped batfish.
A red-lipped batfish.
Yeah.
Describe that to me.
It's a strange-looking fish with almost like a strap-on dildo in between its eyes, and big red lips like Mick Jagger, but bright red, and funny legs. And I just like the eccentricity of it. And I think sometimes people think I'm a bit strange. So
that's
I think I fall into a red-lipped batfish category there, definitely.
All right, very good. And anything else before the grand finale?
Oh, come and see us at the Water Rats London on November the 17th. We're going to blow the place apart.
Very good.
That's all I can say.
I know, I wish
but
I could be
there.
If you
live in America, you're not going to...
No.
You need to book your flights.
Yeah, start booking flights now. I know, and I'm leaving a week before. I'll be there, but not...
Yeah, it's a
then.
Shame. It's a shame.
I know, so you have to book something prior to that.
Yeah, we're actually legally bound not to play a month in advance of that concert.
Really?
Which is crazy. I've never known
that's
that before.
That's stupid.
We're bound by contracts on a lot of things playing this venue, but that's cool.
Yeah, well, yeah, don't breach the contract then.
No, no.
You don't want to get sued.
Okay, fine. Then I'm not under no pressure to arrange any other gigs.
That's true. You can relax
for a while.
We can
just prepare for this one.
This one will be really good.
Yeah. We're hopefully going to try and get a CD available for the concert as well.
That's a good idea. All right. Well, will you do me the honor of giving me your best pirate impression?
Who are me hearties?
Perfect.
Is that good?
That was good. That was perfect. I always get the best pirate impressions from the English people I interview. Because you guys just do the best job being pirates.
Yeah, I think we make good pirates, I think.
Well, thank you, Pete. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.